Positive mental attitude. PMA is the only frame of mind in which you can have definiteness of purpose. Through it, you can induce others to cooperate with you and help you. It can also attract the power of infinite intelligence by applying your faith. Self-discipline ensures that you use your mental attitude to attract the things you want and to repel the things that threaten you. Time. There's an old saying, wasting time is sinful. Most people waste enough time in gossip alone to earn them all the luxuries they envy in others. Time is your most precious asset. If used correctly, it is like money in the bank. You must spend it under strict self-discipline. One of the easiest ways to do this is to schedule your time use for the next 24 hours and stick to that chart. Do it once, and it will be easier the next time. Alexander Solzhenitsyn is another example of someone whose self-discipline allowed him to have an enormous impact. Not only did he survive years in Soviet gulags and then dare to write about it, he kept to a rigorous schedule of writing even after being exiled to the United States. Though he was an international celebrity and could have spent the rest of his life basking in attention, Solzhenitsyn moved to a small town in Vermont so he could find solitude. Until he returned to Russia to participate in the reform of the country, he would get up at 6 and begin to write after eating a small breakfast. He would stop for a short lunch, then begin writing again, often until late in the evening, and sometimes until the sun rose again. He didn't allow the telephone to interrupt his work, and he rarely even left home. The result was a series of novels called The Red Wheel, a historical epic of tremendous importance. Even when history finally caught up with his Soviet oppressors, Solzhenitsyn resisted the urge to rush back to Moscow because he knew he had to finish his work. He didn't let countless opportunities to appear on news programs, which would have gained publicity for his books and made money, distract him from the job at hand. His self-discipline, honed through his years in the gulags, allowed him to finish what he had started and made him a powerful figure when the Soviet Empire finally collapsed.